Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Unite Here Canada COVID-19 update call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. Instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I'd now like to turn the conference over to Ian Robb. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Ian Robb. I'm the Canadian Director for Unite Here Canada. I'm also the President and Administrator of Unite Here Local 47 in Alberta. Today, I'm here along with President Zaelda Chan and President Guled Warsamy, who you will hear from shortly. We're here to talk about the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic is having on our members across the country. Our over 18,000 members, along with hundreds of thousands of hospitality and food service workers in this country, are in dire need of financial assistance and need to be part of this conversation. At the end of our presentation, we will take your questions, and we'd like to start with President Zaelda Chan of Local 40 in Vancouver, British Columbia, to tell you about the effects on hospitality workers she represents. After Zaelda, you will hear from President Guled Warsamy from Toronto, Ontario. Zaelda?
Good morning, everyone. Unite Here Local 40 is a union of 6,000 hospitality workers all across British Columbia. A majority of our members are women and immigrants. Our union has a long tradition of showing our members how to stand up and take on any struggle, no matter how difficult that might be, even when the odds seemed impossible. As many of you may recall, in the aftermath of the Fort McMurray fire and the BC forest fires, Unite Here members and their employers fed and housed Canadians in need. But now hospitality industry workers across BC are among the hardest hit by this global pandemic. In 2 weeks, 90% of hospitality workers in hotels, airports, food service, and remote camps will have lost their jobs. Many hotels have temporarily closed. More are expected to follow. Today, we're faced with a massive public health crisis, crippling business shutdowns, and frightening social isolation. In the near future, as Canadians go back to work, hospitality workers will still be facing months of continued layoffs as hotels, cruise lines, resorts, and airlines struggle to bring tourism back to BC, back to Ontario, back to Canada. And yet, we all know rent is due April 1st. Hospitality workers across BC are asking, how am I going to pay my rent or mortgage? How am I going to put food on the table? How can I afford my prescriptions? Hospitality workers keep Canada's economy strong. They helped generate over $20 billion for the BC tourism industry last year. And across Canada, hospitality workers generated over $90 billion last year. Now that an overwhelming majority of tourism staff are on the brink of financial collapse, the question I have for the industry and for all levels of government is, will you come through for Canadian hospitality workers when we most need you? Right now, we need help from our employers and the government to make sure Canadian hospitality workers can survive financially in the next 6 to 12 months ahead. Here are three things we're asking for. One, 80% wage replacement now. All hard-hit workers need at least 80% of our wages replaced. That includes tips for tipped workers. EI or the new Canada Emergency Response Benefit will not be enough. No waiting period to receive checks. Workers need the assistance now to survive. Two, hospitality workers should be a part of the solution. In cities across Canada, government and health authorities are taking over hotels to deal with the shortage of food and housing for medical staff and quarantine patients. Given the proper health and safety training, hospitality workers and their union are up to the task and will fulfill their civic duty. Three, put workers first in this time of crisis and on the long road to recovery. We know that hospitality and airline industries are asking for bailouts in the form of recovery funds, tax breaks, and interest-free loans. The needs of hospitality workers, such as 80% wage replacement and extension of medical benefits, must be included in any industry relief package. The stakes are high today, but one thing we know for sure is that no matter how difficult this crisis will be, Unite Here Local 40 will keep standing up for all hospitality workers in BC in this time of crisis. Thank you.
Thank you, Zelda. My name is Gulid Warsami. I'm the president of Unite Here Local 75 in the GTA, a hospitality workers union representing over 8,000 workers. We are strong and a resilient group of workers. We are used to the ups and downs in the industry, but we also are some of the most vulnerable. We are majority, just like Vancouver, immigrants, people of color, women and families earning around $20 an hour in an expensive region like the GTA. We depend on the busy conference season in the spring and booming tourism season over the summer to make our ends meet. Hospitality workers are among the first and worst hit by the COVID-19 crisis. As travel stopped, over 90% of our membership have been laid off. We anticipated these numbers will grow and that our industry will be one of the last to recover. For those who remain on the job, our work, cleaning rooms and public places, cooking and serving foods, and welcoming the guests puts us in a daily contact with the public and in areas with a very high risk of viral transmission. We call on all levels of government to respect hospitality workers as the frontline workers they are. You've already heard that our members need money in their pockets and they need enough to keep their homes and keep their lights on. Of particular importance to our local is the issue of hotels and food service operations being leased or taken over by the government for the purpose of temporary hospitals or quarantine facilities. We support any efforts that need to curb the spread of the virus, and we know our priority, our properties better than anyone. For this reason, government and industry must partner with our union on any takeover of the hotels. We have asked the premier and the mayor to work with us. Hotel and food service workers must be free from to choose whether to work in a dangerous conditions, and if they choose so, they must receive rigorous safety training, all necessary protective equipment, and appropriate compensation. And overall, any recovery effort for our industry must be fair. Put the health, safety, and well-being of our workers and guests at the very center. Thank you. Ian, back to you.
Thank you, Gulad. I'd like to report on the Alberta story. Unite Here Local 47 is a union that represents hotel, remote camp, and food service workers in the province of Alberta. Most of our members work in the remote oil sand sites in northern Alberta, and they are essential to the natural resource industries. We're the ones who work in housekeeping and food service in the camps. We're responsible for the cleaning and sanitizing of the sites that thousands of working women and men from across Canada work and live in. Our members are on the front lines, and as many of their fellow hospitality workers are losing their jobs, we're trying to hold on. Local 47 camp workers were there in the camp supporting thousands of evacuees during the Fort McMurray fires. Our members gave their all during that time and are once again doing their part to keep Canadian workers staying in those camps today safe from the virus that threatens us. One of my camp members said, we saw the fires coming and we responded. This virus is invisible, so we will up our game and react, respond, and we'll win this battle. The hotel and food service workers of Alberta have been hit hard, and considering that they work in cycles, they were just coming back from work after a few months off due to the slow season. And now there's nothing to come back to. Our members and other hospitality-related workers in Alberta need support now and after this pandemic is over, as tourism and hospitality work will be one of the last industries to come back to normal. I am asking our provincial and federal government officials to please set up support for these workers, my workers, our workers, because this province and country has a proud history and a robust industry of hospitality and tourism to rebuild. And these are the workers over the years that have helped to bring in hundreds of millions of dollars of hospitality and tourism revenue to Canada. And they need this support now and when this crisis is over. I'd like now to ask the operator to open the lines for some questions.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. If you wish to ask a question, please press 1 then 0 on your telephone keypad, and you may withdraw your question at any time by repeating the 1-0 command. Once again, if you have a question, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And we'll go to Ben Milger with CTV News. Please go ahead.
Hi there. In recent days, we've seen a lot of different organizations, including a few unions across the country, calling for a moratorium on rent, which is due in a couple of days. I know a lot of people in hospitality likely live paycheck to paycheck. Is there any call on behalf of any of your members for people to be allowed to not pay their rent, at least for the month coming up?
Zelda, would you like, and Goulet, you're in the two biggest cities in the country, so.
Yes.
Yes. Right, Zelda.
We have one room attendant in one of our hotels who's a single mom. She's been renting for decades. Finally, after 20 years, she saved enough money to qualify for a mortgage, and now she doesn't know if her mortgage is going to go through. And we have another, we have a bellman who also purchased his home. He just had a second baby, and he's not sure if he can keep paying his bills. And, you know, our members are living paycheck to paycheck, and the cost of living in Toronto and Vancouver and cities like Victoria are the highest in Canada. And, you know, while the rent, the moratorium on rent is a good step forward, really what hospitality workers need right now is an 80% wage replacement because, for example, the $2,000 Canada Emergency Relief Fund is less than BC minimum wage. And also EI is 55% of somebody's wages. A hospitality worker makes, on average, $20 an hour. So 55% would be less than minimum wage. Again, you know, the real solution here at this moment is to start with an 80% income loss replacement that keeps us close to pre-crisis income levels, since hospitality workers were hit first and hit the hardest. And also, you know, I got to say that if the U.S. Democratic Party under Trump can offer a $600 a week on top of EI as part of the $2 trillion package, why can't Trudeau do better than that?
Goulet?
Thank you. Just similar like Vancouver, Toronto is one of the most expensive cities to live in the GTA, and our members are going through difficulties when it comes to the rental front, and we put a letter to the Premier and Mayor, both of them requesting rental freeze for those who cannot afford to pay the rent.
Okay, just to wrap that, hopefully answer the question as well. You know, the assistance that the federal government is giving to mortgage holders and to all of these things has to trickle down to the renters. Like, we want to ensure that if money goes to, to support a mortgage holder, that trickles down to the renter. So, you know, that's our concern, and we do have a very large group of people in this country that are renters, and they're in big cities like Vancouver, Toronto, and it's not easy and cheap place to live. So hopefully we've answered that. Next question.
And once again, if you have a question, please press 1, then 0 at this time. Once again, if you have a question, please press 1, then 0. And there are no questions in queue. Please continue.
Okay, well, we'd like to, offer any further questions if you'd like to ask us directly. There's some contact information on the invite, I believe. Short of that, we can maybe if Megan Cohorst would take all your calls and direct them to each one of us for any further questions you may come up with later. Megan, can I give that information?
Yeah, so you should have gotten that in the invite. My email is mcohorst@unitehere.org. So any follow-up you can direct to me, and I'll make sure that it goes out to the right person.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, we do have a question that came in. Emily Lazitin with CKNW Radio. Please go ahead.
Hi, sorry, I was on hold for 10 minutes and couldn't get in, and I missed the first 8 to 10 minutes of that. Can you just go over briefly, when I started to listen, and you had said something about 5 to 10% of laid-off workers. Can you just repeat that for me?
Do you remember who was speaking on that, Emily?
I don't. Again, I was on hold, and I literally, when I got into the call, I just heard 5 to 10% of laid-off workers, or you gave a percentage of laid-off workers. Someone did.
We expect to be, you know, like all the statistics are showing, 80 to 90% layoff in our industry right across the country. Right now, try and book a hotel. Try and book anything. You know, some of our hotels had a few hundred employees at one point, and now they're down to, 10, 20. In my case, in Edmonton, Chateau Lacombe usually has about 175 employees working, and they're down to about 15. So there's nobody moving there. And within Toronto and Vancouver, the governments, and as you've been reporting today, that the governments are now starting to take over the hotels, and we want to be part of that conversation. Who's going to operate the hotels? Who's going to work in the hotels? We think it's a great move to move some of the less, needy folks out of the hospitals into the hotel rooms and that, to make up some room for more important patients that need emergency situations right away. We'd like to have a discussion regarding that. So if you have anything, Emily, to contact Megan and get a hold of one of us after this call, that's great. We can go over the whole thing again if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll go to Albert Tsui with Fairchild TV. Please go ahead.
We understand the country is being infected by the disease. Will this special treatment be regarded as preferential because everybody is fighting and everybody suffers? How can the people be convinced the hospitality industry should get those preferences?
Well, I'll do a quick response and then let the others comment as well. But I think that, you know, we're not trying to be more important or more. We're just saying that we were very harshly affected very early. A lot of our members, they work in cycles. So they'll be just working right up until Christmas time. And then, you know, at the end of that, January, February, and March are usually months that they're off work. So they're living on their savings. And they budgeted, just like every family in Canada, they're budgeting. But ours budget, are traditionally in a lower paying atmosphere. They're budgeting for those 3 months, and they're getting ready for the conference and convention sessions that start usually in April, May, June, and they start to pick up again. Well, they've used their savings. They're done, and now there's nothing to come back to. They're traditionally, like I said, are lower wage, minimum wage. And in our case, members of our organization are lucky enough to get some more money. Our health care is all ending. As of next couple of days, most of the healthcare will be ending, with the exception of some of our organizations, Toronto and Alberta, and I think in BC, where we have banked hours, or our healthcare plans have stepped up, union healthcare plans have stepped up to try and cover those people. But these folks are, you know, traditionally single parents, immigrant workers. It's a real tough thing to say that we're not more important. We are just as important, but we're not part of the conversation, and people have to look. There's hundreds of thousands of us in this country. So, Zaylda, would you like to talk?
Absolutely. Hospitality workers are definitely on the hardest hit, amongst the hardest hit industries in Canada. And given the contribution of $20 billion in tourism in 2018, we really call on government officials and the industry to come through, because this is not just about the immediate relief of having making sure that people get their 80% income loss, but this is really about also recovering the industry, because this is going to be a long-term recovery. We're talking in the next 6 to 12 months, even after this crisis is over. To be able to bring the economy back, workers need to be put first. And, and hospitality workers are amongst some of the lowest wage workers in BC. And we're not just asking for 80%. I just want to clarify that 80% wage replacement is not just for hospitality workers. It's for all workers. We're highlighting hospitality workers because we represent thousands of workers in Canada in that sector. But we're looking, we really think it should be for all workers.
And this is Gullit from United Here Toronto. And the other one, we are saying hospitality workers have to be part of the solution. Now we are getting to a point that the government is looking at using many hotels as part of the solution. And what we are seeing, on average, our members have over 20 years experience in the industry. We have to be part of the conversation. We have to be part of the solution. Training has to be in place for our members if they're going to be able to do their job. And we know this industry better than anyone else.
I'd also like to add that we're seeing the airline industry and the hospitality industry communicate with all levels of government at this point about bailouts that include, you know, loan, interest-free loans, long-term to pay back for those loans, tax reliefs, and recovery funds. They're also asking for rent freezes. And those are the same things that hospitality workers need at this moment to be able to bounce back from this crisis. And so if all levels of government will be providing a relief package to those industries, the airline and the hospitality industries, we are expecting that workers be put first, and that includes extending their medical coverage and income loss 80% supplement.
Any other questions?
And once again, if you have a question, please press 1, then 0. And there are no questions in queue.
Okay, thank you, everybody. You know, just to wrap up, just this conversation we're starting now is for us is important, and we hope that, you know, we've come across is that we just want to be part of the solution. We want to, you know, jump in where we can, whether it's remote sites in Alberta, whether it's hospitality downtown Toronto or Vancouver or in Regina or in Ottawa. We cover all of these places, and, you know, we have a lot of members that we're speaking on behalf, and there's a lot of people that don't have anyone to speak on their behalf, and Unite Here Canada is trying to speak on behalf of all hospitality workers, the hundreds of thousands in this country, from the operator, you know, the drive-through operator at McDonald's to the concierge at one of our high-end hotels in Royal York in Toronto, let's say. We want to speak on behalf of all of them. They need to be heard, and we want to be part of that conversation. So thank you all for joining. If you have any other questions to get direct to us, or you want to hear Emily, you want to give us a call, please feel free after this call. We'll be available. All right? Thank you all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T Executive Teleconference.